I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 444, a milestone.
It is a milestone.
Yeah.
Milestone.
Replicas.
What a movie.
What a movie for episode 444.
So I guess the real question is, like,
how
long has this movie been sitting on the shelf? Because
I don't know.
When you type it in, I find this interesting. When you type it into Wikipedia,
yeah,
right? If you go to the Wikipedia page, it calls it a 2018 movie, but it came out in 2019.
Right.
But when you type it in the drop down selection,
yeah,
it says it's a 2017 movie.
Oh my God.
So this movie pre-production started in 2016. And photography started in 2016. So I don't know about pre-production. Sorry,
when
I meant production.
When did John Wick come out? Like, did they shelve
John Wick was 2014.
And then John Wick 2 was 16?
John Wick 2.
No, that can't be right.
17, maybe?
Because we did an episode on it.
Well, we did an episode on
both
John
of
Wick.
Them, I guess. Yeah,
it was 2017.
Okay, so they were just like, get this away from John Wick. And just keep pushing.
I don't know,
it.
I think if you own this movie, you don't care about John Wick. You want to strike while the iron is hot.
I guess that's
hot,
true.
You know?
Yeah,
or Keanu's like, hey, I give money out like it's candy. Like, here's $5 million. You sit on
just
this for
sit
another
on
year.
This for a little bit.
I think the movie was acquired for $4 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It has a budget of 30, but yeah, it says the film was sold after a private screening at the 2017 Toronto International Film Festivals to entertainment studios for $4 million.
Wait a minute, it had a budget of 30 and they sold it for $4
million. You got a budget of 30, you screen it once, yeah. And you sell it for $4 million.
That's,
holy cow.
You do what you got to do to make what you can make.
It's just,
oh my gosh. I guess that's a tax write-off?
I've been in those situations with concerts where I'm like, how much do I have to pay you to just not play?
Yeah.
That's how many tickets we sold.
It is cheaper to do that.
Yes, it is cheaper to just pay you to not play.
Well, they should have just paid. Keanu should have been like, I'll give you 10. I'll give you 35.
Why? That $30 million, yeah. He probably got 15
That's
of it.
That's probably true. I'll give my 15 back if you just don't release this ever. And they were just like, no.
It's not like he's ever been in misfires.
Like what?
Oh, all
of
know.
Them.
They misfired.
There are all of them.
But I'm sure there's a bunch.
There's a bunch. There's a bunch, yes. I was being sarcastic.
Okay, I was like,
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
You take that back right now.
It's
Ninja
funny
Turtles
how,
2?
How,
you take that back. He's not in that, but you take that back.
It's funny how people now like love both of those movies, because I remember when it came out, that
the
second one
is not good.
Everybody was like, this is dumb.
Yeah, that second one is notorious. I mean, you can have nostalgia for it, but that second one's notoriously bad.
I feel like the first one's not good.
But it's fun in a clever, original way.
They play Twister with death. What more do you want?
I'm just saying. That first one was kind of a hit.
I have the Shout Factory double collection.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
One movie, one coaster. It's the
it's the
Godfather,
it's
the Die Hard special.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, each one comes with a free coaster.
Yeah, so Keanu is an interesting dude. Like, he's an interesting actor because I feel like at this point, post Matrix, so post 1999, He kind of has a free reign to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he made so much money.
With no repercussions.
He made God money. He just gave his money away to stuntmen on the film.
When he got to the third one, right? Like, is that the deal?
Might have been. He just made so much money.
Well, they filmed two and three simultaneously.
Yeah. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
So, but I feel like his paycheck for the third one, he was just like, here you go.
I'm sure for the second and third. Yeah, after the first was a hit, I think he just made an ungodly amount of money.
You know, Will Smith's like, son of a...
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know the way The Matrix worked, the way Hollywood was working when The Matrix came out, because that was like, what, 98,
99?
I mean, would they have even had the foresight to sign him to a three-picture deal?
No.
They probably had to back up a tanker trunk full of money.
Oh, probably.
Because...
We can't lose him.
Right. They didn't, you know, so yeah. He had him by the balls.
That's interesting that Will Smith has turned down two fairly iconic roles. So he turned down Neo, but he also turned down Jamie Foxx's character in
Collateral?
Django.
Oh, in Django,
That was written for Will Smith.
That's true.
He was just like, no. So and then he did After Earth.
He's like, he just didn't want to go that dark.
Yeah. But I mean, I get why Tarantino was like, let's do this for Will Smith.
It would have had a greater impact
if Will Smith is dropping the N bomb,
Suburbia's favorite black man
shooting white dudes in the face.
Absolutely, yeah.
Exploding their heads.
I have zero complaints about Jamie Foxx in that role.
No, absolutely not.
I would have loved to have seen Will Smith in that role.
Yeah, it would have been something to see.
Yeah,
for sure. So he makes some interesting choices. There was that really weird romantic comedy with
Winona Ryder.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which, like, I kind of wanted to see because it looked just awkward enough.
But then talk about, like, there's even more interesting choices like Knock Knock.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird one.
Right?
Is that the one with the two girls?
Two girls, yeah. So yeah. It's like there's...
Or The Strangler?
Yeah, he does stuff that it sounds like he's like...
The Watcher.
You know,
that's what it was.
Yeah, he's like, I've got all this money. I want to make movies that sound interesting. Like,
and
he's not just doing like, you know, my career's on this trajectory. He's kind of like, yeah, let's make some cool stuff. And maybe it turns into John Wick. And like Tom said last episode, maybe it turns into Replicas.
So Replicas.
Yeah.
That's what we got in front of us.
That's what it is. So the movie opens up with Thomas Middleditch.
Tommy Middle D.
Who I love. He's great on... Yeah.
Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley, thank you.
This movie is so bad, I'm switching to Sprint.
frequent guest on Comedy Bang Bang.
Is he?
Friend of the show.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, he's very funny. So they have invented this program. Sure, we'll call it that. This is hacker level.
They've invented Minority Report for...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
man. Where they can transfer they're trying to transfer the consciousness of a dead soldier into a robotic body.
Yeah, they're trying to extend life. So people that have died, whether they have cancer, whether they die in war, the ultimate goal, as far as the research goes, is to extend someone's life that has ended abruptly.
And they can't do it.
Yeah.
They can't figure it out.
They're getting close, where they've transferred the person's consciousness. We see a soldier, but then he freaks out because he's like, I'm in a robot body. Like,
but also, that robot...
It's what is it? What's the movie? Is it AI? No, iRobot.
Oh, it is. It does look like iRobot.
It's
iRobot. True. But I mean, the CG looks.
Yeah.
It's like, unbelievable how bad it is.
Well, but I mean, yeah, iRobot was 15 years ago.
The CGI in this is like Star Trek, the Next Generation level CGI.
I said it looked like Ray Harryhausen did, like,
because it still had that weird jerky stop motion thing going on about it, even though it was clearly CGI.
Yeah.
It was very odd.
I'll tell you what, though, for some reason, like, the CGI was not the thing that bothered me in this. Like,
I knew we were in trouble.
But yeah, from the second you see, like, this is the selling point of the movie. This whole movie is about making replicas, and you see the first replica, and it looks like crap.
But it's not, though.
But
it's not the replica.
But it's
okay.
But that's the thing. Movie isn't about it. Bookends with the robot.
I gotta tell you, we didn't even know the replicas were gonna be a thing when they introduced cloning. All of a sudden, like, it's just a thing that we were supposed to know was there.
Right.
I didn't know what was happening. I was like, okay, they're gonna put the consciousness into these. They're gonna
make
more
skin around them or something.
Yes,
right. Right.
And then Middleditch is like, no, we'll just clone them.
Here's a quinky dink down the hall.
Yeah. The cloning lab.
I've been working on cloning.
Well, so the deal is that Keanu Reeves is working on transferring consciousness to robots.
Right.
Tommy Middledy is working on cloning,
which we didn't know at all.
Right. But I mean, but that's
until
like his, There's lots of people
until
working.
You needed it.
We didn't know it at all until the entire film hinges on it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. The introduction is very. There's a lot of things in this movie that are abruptly introduced,
right?
Like the turn of the villain in this movie,
right?
By the way, I knew this the entire time, and I'm like,
I actually kind of liked that one.
Well, I just thought
it did erase a lot of plot,
but it was very,
but it was weird. Yeah,
when he's just like, by the way, I know.
When I saw that actor, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. You're the bad guy. You're always the bad guy.
Is that Fred Armisen?
We just saw him in something.
Bumblebee? Was he one of the generals in Bumblebee?
He's the doctor who gives the Decepticons access.
That's what it was.
I just thought he looked kind of like a Fred Armisen impersonator.
Kind of
like you get that weird. Yes. You know why? Because in Bumblebee, because when he first steps on stage, I'm like, Fred Armisen? Like, yeah. I just couldn't quite.
I gotta tell you, if Fred Armisen was in Bumblebee, I probably would have liked it a lot more.
Oh, you never know.
Super weird, but I'm in. So
they're working on robots. The robot soldier freaks out.
Right, and starts to tear his face off, and they shut it down.
I really don't get the logic here.
Neither do I.
Why did... tears its face off.
And
it's like, it's because it doesn't like the body it's in. I'm like,
he's going crazy.
I don't like the body I'm in. I'm not tearing my face off.
You don't see me tearing my face
off. I wish I was taller.
So here's the trope in movies that I took some notes on this, but I remember this is my number one. When I see him freaking out and they're like, shut it down, and they're like, I can't. That's not really how technology works. Like, when you build in ways to turn things off, usually you can just shut them down.
And how does he turn it off? He goes around to the back.
Pulls a plug out.
From the robot that's supposed to be able to stand up and freely move about and unplugs it.
From the chair.
From the chair.
Right.
But that's
not from the robot.
That's like, I can't shut off my cell phone. I'll unplug the charging station.
Right. It's like, it has a battery. It runs. It's a robot.
Right.
Like, so I just, that just gets me with technology. And this happens anytime a robot goes out of control. It's like, I can't shut it down. It's like,
he's overridden the controls.
Has anyone ever built in an off switch that works?
Another thing that bothered me a lot was, this is such a small thing, but it's just, so this is,
well, it's fun. That's
this is robot 345.
Yeah. 345.
It rips its face off.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And like 2 months later, they're trying to fix robot
345. So it's the 345th, yet they only want to fix 345.
What do you got to do to get to 346?
You clone your wife.
Yeah.
I have my first note on my phone, robot 345.
Right.
That's the first note. I'm like,
but
so,
yeah, they never make another. They never make another number until we get to the cloning.
I get, then
we've gotten more numbers.
I get that you could have a project 345 and maybe have 10 robots within it, but it's like, so they've had 344 other huge projects that last multiple robots?
Yeah,
because, like,
I mean, at some point they referenced that there were earlier robots with different numbers.
Yeah.
Like because I was like,
it's got to be sequential.
I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Like, is it just
that each robot had another number, even though that seemed the obvious choice? But no, that's what they were doing.
That's what they were doing.
And they just... They really like 345.
They do.
It's a nice even flow, you know.
Yeah, it's very.
It's a milestone.
That is a milestone.
They said we can't change the numbers. I mean, this project, this robot was a milestone.
He's like, 345 is my lucky number.
Yeah, we got to leave it. So not Fred Armisen shows up and kind of says, like, if you don't get this thing to work, they're going to shut us down. And of course, Keanu Reeves is like, cool, I'm going on vacation. and he takes his family, who I think it's Alice Eve.
Yeah.
I think plays his wife.
Yeah.
She is so bad in this. I'm not saying the script is good, but like,
she's doing what she can do.
But her delivery, was cringy to watch.
But I feel like she's making a choice to play, like, when we get to the cloning, like, the clone's a little off. Like, that's the way I took it.
She was
like,
bad.
I don't disagree, but I feel like she was making a choice to be off.
Her speech to him, should I just. Or should I just shut down my whatever work as an ER surgeon or whatever? Like, when he's having his crisis of, like, you know, what should I do? And I'm like, God, their whole speech was just so bad.
Here's the thing. Keanu Reeves isn't a great actor.
No, he's
when he's given the right stuff.
Yes.
And I got to tell you.
He's good in Keanu movies.
When he smiles, I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It creeps me out.
He's good in Keanu movies. Yeah. But the thing is, this is a total Keanu movie.
It totally
is. Like, there's no reason that he shouldn't be good at
this.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because there's something weird about this, because it does seem like his wheelhouse. It seems like he picked this project for whatever reason, but he's not very good in this movie.
No.
And I'm like, I like
Boot
Keanu.
The
mapping sequence.
Oh, we can't get to that till the very end.
He says it in the beginning.
He says it in the beginning.
He says it throughout. He says it's like, It's almost a drinking game.
Yeah.
And then the other is he has this weird pronunciation of algorithm.
He did.
Like he stumbles.
Symbiote.
He like stumbles over it.
Yeah.
Like I have a hard time saying.
Well, you know why? It's because he doesn't like Al Gore. So he stumbles every time.
I have a hard time saying particularly. I have a hard time. I have a hard time with that.
That figures.
And I also.
I didn't know Josh Brolin was in this movie.
Yeah. I also have a hard time with, this was really rough in the 90s when I worked in an alternative rock station, Blink 182. Like, I always want to add an extra syllable.
Interesting.
And it comes out Blink 182.
It used to be just called Blink.
Yes.
Yeah, and they got in trouble.
And then they, like, yeah.
They added a number to the end of it.
Sure, that'll fix it.
What's wrong with Blink?
There was another band.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't.
But yeah, so it was like every time he said algorithm, it was like he was adding half a syllable. It was weird.
Yeah, it's just so weird because I usually like Keanu and whatever he does. And yeah, he has this niche and he does these movies that are fine. They're action movies or whatever. And like John Wick, I love him in that. I think that's perfect for him. But yeah, in this movie, everything that comes out of his mouth, and I know the script's not great, but it's just like, it's almost like the director, whoever they were, because I've never heard of them before.
Trust me, you ain't never going to hear from them again.
But it's almost like they were like, I don't know, I've got Keanu for 5 days. Like, I can't tell him to do this scene again. You know what I mean? Like, if I were the director and with Keanu's delivery on a lot of these lines, even as silly as the lines are, but I would have been like, Keanu, can we try that again? Like, it just, it doesn't sound.
He shoots him in the head. Nope.
It just doesn't sound organic, you know, his delivery. And I'm just like, it's like they did one take on everything. They're like, well, that's what we got.
Yeah. The Clint Eastwood method, we're just like, yeah. We got one
take. It's just very inorganic, his delivery. And for someone that's been in the Matrix, like, you can handle weird tech stuff. Like, it's not that it's like he doesn't get the subject matter. It's just, I don't know, it's weird.
It was very weird.
It's weird.
The whole thing is weird.
Like, he's already a robot.
Yeah, right.
We don't
know.
Yeah.
That should have been the twist.
Yeah.
He was number one.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Or two. Give me this movie.
3, 4, 4.
Yeah, right.
Number two. No,
yeah, you're my number two.
Oh, this movie's number two.
That's what I'm saying.
Big pile of it.
So Tommy Middledee shows up to watch the house.
Right.
What's up, Foster family? At first, I'm like Foster
are you
family.
I know. Are you the brother?
Yes, because I'm like, oh, like they adopted him or something.
Yeah,
like,
he's over there so much. Yeah. I took it the same way.
And then when they started calling them whatever Foster, I'm like, oh, that's their name, Foster. Okay.
I didn't put that together at all.
If that's really your name, that would be like, what's up, O'Keefe family?
Yeah.
Like, if he's just saying their name, I just thought it was weird.
Everything is weird.
It's all weird.
So
and he's trying. Poor Tommy. He just hasn't broken out in the movies. He did Captain Underpants. He's one of the kids in that. Like,
right.
But you don't see him outside of Silicon Valley really taking off in the comedy scene. And it's like he's in this movie, and I'm like, oh,
I made a choice. But I mean, like, you can't. It's not Keanu Reeves sci-fi movie.
It's
like,
not his fault at all. It's not. He's doing the best he can. I'm just like, oh, I
don't
wanted
worry.
So much more for
he'll,
him.
He'll be all right.
Yeah.
So they go. They're going on this trip. The keys are in the glove box for the boat.
Uh-huh.
That'll come into play later, apparently, which I completely forgot about.
Oh, okay.
So they're driving.
I've got a theory on this.
Is it was a setup from the get?
I've got a theory on this whole car scene. So they're driving along, right?
He killed his family on purpose.
Got to get this experiment working. No,
I can't have my family be in a movie this bad.
Yeah. So they're driving and it's raining out and it's hard to see. And a semi comes along as they do in every movie where you can't see. And a big truck's coming at us. Let's swerve out of the way. He swerves out of the way and continues to accelerate at 60 miles an hour.
Yes, I did notice that.
He has a close call, but does not slow down in the slightest. He jams the accelerator. A tree falls down on the road ahead of them. Spikes the tree punctures the wife in the abdomen. She's like, oh, I'm not feeling so good or whatever. He continues to floor the car after it's hit. He will not stop the accelerator. The car goes through a railing off the edge, and I swear to God, you hear the accelerator.
Zing!
Does he think he's in speed?
Maybe.
I think they've attached a bomb and he has to keep it.
He got confused.
I think maybe they cut the part where they said he has to keep it at 60.
Right.
But I watched it and I'm like, okay, so it's bad weather. You have a close call. What I would do is slow down and be like, oh my God, I got to reset for a second.
Nope.
Tree goes through the window and the wipe. Nope. Off the rail. Accelerating on the jump. What is he trying to do?
It's a metaphor for this movie. as
it's
it goes
off the rails,
it goes off the rails, and they just keep going.
Accelerating, yeah. It really does. You're very
I just couldn't believe it. Where I'm like, when you're in the air after going off a rail, after everything that's happened, you're still accelerating. What are you doing, dude?
Right. Like, oh, none what of that, harms are going to do? You're airborne.
At that point, maybe I'll catch the air or something.
But it's such bad riding because none of that would have happened if you're going to do the near miss thing. Like, the dude should have slowed down a little. But you see the landscape flying by, right. And he just keeps going. He causes all of this.
Yeah.
His driving is the cause of all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, he is only to blame.
When we get to the
for driving
when we
like
get
that.
To the
That's why you let Sandra Bullock drive the bus.
That's right. Mm. That's right. And a boat.
And they lived.
They did live.
He did not let her
and
drive
I gotta tell
the
you,
boat.
Sandra Bullock
he was not there for that.
I know, but she didn't Bird Box.
But he wasn't in that either.
Right, but she can drive anything.
Wait, was he the bird in the box?
You didn't even know.
Yeah.
He
was.
Yeah, he really can get lost in a
That's
role.
That's what I'm saying.
See? He's good in his roles. And
So he drives the car off the road. He wakes up. Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
And I so like,
and
initially,
like a 3-minute montage.
So initially I thought, I was like, okay, judging by the water, we know the wife's been gutted, dead.
Yeah.
Fine. Judging by the height of that water, that girl in the middle's dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no way. The kids, I felt like, should have been alive. Like, judging from their height.
Well, we don't know how far that
That's
thing
true.
Went back.
That's fair.
But you're right. It's very coincidental that four other people died and he survived.
Right. He's the only survivor.
And he's fine.
Perfectly fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
The other people are all dead.
He pulls
fine.
He pulls a Bruce Willis from Unbreakable. Just like, your clothes are also okay from that massive train crash.
Not
that
a
just
scratch.
Happens?
Not a broken arm. Not a head bump. Like, the dude is fine.
You mean Keanu Reeves?
Well,
I mean, Bruce Willis is unbreakable.
Yeah, we're not.
We know that.
No, we're talking about this movie. And it's just like, he's fine, four dead.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's
dead.
Like a 3-minute montage of him bringing their bodies out
right.
of the water.
And then
he makes a phone call.
I thought the weird part was the. I can't remember if it was this or. Is there a part later in the movie where he gets wet?
Maybe.
Where it's like he was completely submerged and he gets out of the water and he's completely
dry.
Wet. No, he's completely wet except for his crotch.
Is a dry spot.
The crotch
that's
was
like
completely dry.
That's like the inverse of peeing your pants.
Yeah.
He dried his pants.
And it was like
that's
he had like tan.
Of peeing
he
your
had
pants.
Like khaki pants on. And
yeah.
So like when they get wet, they turn dark brown.
Right.
So it was like
not,
dark brown except for his junk was
not the
light
wiener.
Brown.
So instead
so
of
So it's
pee,
a vacuum.
Yeah. Instead of pee, he blows out air.
No, he vacuums it in.
Yeah, he's got like the auto drying coat from Back to the Future 2.
But this okay, so he calls up his I guess they're cousins. He calls up his cousin Ed,
right?
I got because the bad guy at one point says that your cousin, whatever.
Yeah,
so he calls up Ed, and Ed Tommy Middleby, he goes along with everything so
yes.
matter of factly in this movie.
The part where he was like, "You got to get rid of the bodies,"
right. But that's not yet.
And
but I have
like,
that.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
I have that written down. But first of all, he shows up and he covers up the death of four people, and
correct.
He's fine with it. Whatever. Let's go to the lab.
Okay, so if they're cousins.
Yeah, those are his family too.
Right.
Right.
And he's just like, yeah, dude,
yeah,
let's do it.
Four of them. Okay,
bring your kit.
Yeah, let's go to the lab.
God, I missed the line where they're related.
I did too. I did not realize
that. Because he has
that.
His cousin. It's he refers to him as his cousin. So he's cool with all four of them not reporting their deaths, not calling the police. I mean, he's a little hesitant, but he goes along with whatever Keanu says. They get him to the lab. They extract their memories, right? Because they don't know quite what they're going to do at this point yet. But he extracts their memories, so he has them downloaded. And then Keanu says, you've got to get rid of the bodies.
I can't do
like,
it.
Okay, so I'm not saying I would. I'm not saying it's a good thing to do. But okay, I can go along with I will not report this to the police, like that these people died.
Yeah.
But then to make the guy get rid of four bodies.
Here's
like,
the
I
thing.
Can't
do it. They're my family. I love them.
You've got to do this.
I am a firm believer in ride or die.
The only like leeway I'll give them is that it was obvious that he hadn't killed them.
That's
that
true.
They had died in an accident.
Right, but it's like
at the same time
it's
when he's
not
like
a murder scene.
You got to get rid of my family's bodies.
Okay, so here's my big question from all this. All this about getting rid of the bodies. Whatever happened to the car?
Great question.
Right. Would they not find that's? I thought that okay. When the police go to his house,
right?
Yeah,
I'm like, we found your car. Like
yeah.
Clearly, like they're gonna say we found your crashed car. Nope, but we'll get there in a second. But
yeah,
but yeah so then yeah, so they download the stuff and he says, "You gotta help me get rid of the bodies." And he's like, "I don't know if I can." And Ken was like, "I can't do
I
it.
I can't
man.
Do it. You
and,
do it."
Yeah, and so you never hear anything. But he's like, "Okay." So
yeah,
it's like God, this poor guy. Like
That's a hell of a phone call.
That is. But the phone call was nothing. And then you show up. They're dead. That's right. Crazy. But then, like, four bodies. Right. This is a guy with no criminal activity we know of. He's a lab scientist. Get rid of four freaking bodies of your family.
And then he's just like, oh, by the way, you know that cloning thing you can do? Let's do it.
Yeah.
So, and let's put them in my garage.
Yeah.
And then apparently,
I know, it's like, you've almost solved cloning. I've almost solved.
Let's put them
transferring
together.
Human consciousness.
You got your chocolate, my peanut butter.
Yeah, let me put my chocolate.
I got my peanut butter and your chocolate.
Seriously. It's like all of a sudden, like, no one's ever successfully cloned someone. And he's just like,
yeah, he's like, yeah, I do love when he's just like, do you remember what happened the first time I cloned that lamb? Like, it wasn't a lamb. It was like a pile of goo.
And he's like, and then Keanu's like, you're getting really close in your research. He's like, that was rats. Like, you know, like, he's just like, this is crazy.
But here's the thing, is they jump to this cloning thing. Like, we knew it was going to be part of this movie. The poster of this movie is half a robot face and half a Keanu's face.
No, that's like the red herring. Like, you think it's going to be robots, but this movie is about cloning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about cloning that apparently you can do in your garage.
Right. Well, how do they make sure they have a backup source? Let's talk about this. So,
well, okay,
so
now, hold on. They work in this lab.
Yeah.
Right. Middle Ditch just kind of goes into the lab and steals
three
cloning pods.
$1.5 million a pop.
Okay. And there's no security. There's no nothing. It's like, nothing. Hey, where are you going with
when
those
they go into
pods?
The security gate, they scan their pass and just go in. It's a totally automated. That's what I'm saying. This is another. I took notes of it. So you're telling me in a lab with one box that's worth $1.5 million plus all the other tech, there's no security for whoever funds or owns it make sure stuff doesn't get.
When
just,
we find out the villain.
Well, that's okay. But still, there should be a security set up there, though.
Totally agree.
It should still be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should not just be as like, I just picked him up and put him in. Also, I have a feeling those things are pretty heavy.
Huge water tank. He just takes three
in his
by
defense,
himself.
Is not the biggest dude in the world.
I don't care if you're Arnold. Like, those machines are huge. They can be filled up completely with water, and there's technology. Yeah. So, okay, so they get to the house. He gets three. There's four family members,
and
so he has to decide.
This is the one where he's like,
yeah, now
you
he's,
pick.
This is where I like that at least they did this, because after all the stuff.
Middle Ditch is like, no.
Yes. Out of all the stuff, when Keanu says, you have to pick
you
now, he goes,
pick.
This is on you. So he picks and he draws the things
so
out of a
you
hat.
You pick the youngest one because she's the one you're least attached to.
That's the
she's
way
she's got no seniority.
She's got no seniority.
And so that's.
Yeah. And also, you just pick another one.
Right.
Also, well, I don't know how. Like
replicas.
Having a baby with a clone.
That's what I
don't know how that works.
They don't even know.
I think
though.
If they're cloned, then they should. If Ed did his job right,
that's true.
Then it should be okay.
Should be.
But honestly, there's no choice here. This was dumb because you don't bring back the wife.
You don't bring back the wife. That's exactly what I thought.
No mother would be like, bring me back instead of my child
and erase my.
I can think of one mother, but.
But
no
saving
normal,
the kids.
No normal
yeah.
mother.
Yeah,
any normal
the
human
kids.
Being is going to be like, and don't bring me back, bring back the kids.
And they're also not going to have that moral, you know, dilemma where she's a doctor, she's a surgeon, and she talks to him about, you know, playing God and creating things and stuff. If you just bring back the kids that have their whole life
I like
ahead
that
of them.
Conversation, though, where she's like
in
getting
the
on about, like, you keep bringing these, transferring these consciousnesses,
right. Good point.
And you're torturing these people, and it's cruel. And he's like, well, the first guy that got a heart transplant only lived 18 days,
right? And he was in pain the whole time,
and he suffered, but we got better at it. But if we hadn't done that, it wouldn't be a common procedure these days.
That was
it's a good concept, but the acting is terrible.
Oh yeah, but I
no,
I like the topic
absolutely.
And the way they were, because I'm like that. You know, that's a good point.
I will say so for this movie. You know, I just want to mention I'm into this concept.
Right.
I think this is a really interesting concept. It's just the execution is
yeah,
awful,
it's the worst episode of Black Mirror ever.
So now they pick Zoe. He picks Zoe.
Right.
She's got to go. How easy is it him to erase every memory link?
Yeah.
Let's find all the memory paths highlighted
in
red.
What he does is
delete.
He says, type in Zoe.
Yeah.
And then they're just
like
these
a brain
are all,
works like that.
These are all the things that remind
and they're
them of
all
Zoe.
Connected. Like every
right.
trace is going to be gone.
And then we're just like delete.
Now I get that there's a little bit of ghosting or whatever, so it's not completely gone. But like it would really be that easy for memories to all be in
and
the Zoe compartment.
Even then, all that's going to happen is it. You know, one of those kids are going to go to school and they're going to be
hey,
like,
"Hey, where's your sister?
Where's your sister?
Yeah,
No, clearly, and clearly, though, to their benefit, though, like when he's like, when Tommy Middle D is like, you didn't call them out of school, you didn't call them all the work. He's like, I've been a bit preoccupied. So, like, he obviously didn't think through. He's right. Like, I lost my family.
He didn't think at all, because then he turned, like, he steals the kids' cell phones. He hacks into their Facebook accounts. Yeah. And, like, the oldest daughter has, like, 700 missed messages. Yeah. And it's just kind of like,
his plan is doomed to fail. He's not thinking ahead. He's thinking emotionally. So I get that all that wouldn't line up. It's,
right. And then he sends messages to like the teachers. He's like, we're going to homeschool him.
Yeah. See ya. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Like, there's no other follow up where the principal's like, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Paperwork.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever.
So he deletes. He you know, control find, control F, yeah. Zoe, delete. And then afterwards, Tommy Middleton's like, all right, grab your generator.
He's like, what?
I have a generator. He's like, if these machines go off for 7 seconds, the entire thing goes bad. So how does he decide to make his own backup generator?
He steals car batteries from the entire neighborhood.
He is able to break into every car on the street and steal their battery.
Yep. 17 car batteries
efficiently
are going to power
three
cloning
cubicles.
And it's ridiculous, but it's not even that. It's the fact that he was able to, undetected, in a nice neighborhood, steal 17 car batteries.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, try getting into that hood.
Yeah.
Not easy, right?
No.
Getting into a hood for a car, not easy. Battery, screwed in. Batteries are not just, you don't just lift them out. I mean, I've changed batteries in cars. I'm not saying they're super hard, but usually the battery is secured because you can't have a car driving around fast and it wiggling. The battery's mounted. So you have to unscrew the metal frame that the battery's connected to, or however it's connected. Then, two battery terminals, a positive and a negative, screwed in with a ratchet, a hard-to-undo thing. Removed, closed. Okay, that's one.
That's one.
Undetected. 17 from his neighborhood in like 5 minutes.
We've started at 2 o'clock in the morning, and we jump back at like 3 in the morning, and he has all of the batteries.
17 batteries.
Yeah.
And that's the process, undetected, for getting one battery.
Well, it's not undetected, because the police show up.
No, he gets away with it. He's undetected.
I gotta tell you, some of the worst police work.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, so the cops show up and they're just kind of like, oh, we've had a, you know, somebody, all of your neighbor's batteries.
But you.
But you.
Hello. Like,
and
that
is kind of like, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck,
it stole your battery.
It stole your batteries.
It farts like a duck.
Yeah. Well, all right. That's weird. So yeah, he says like, they all have to come out at the same time. So can you do to Middle Ditch? And he's like, can you do that? And Middle Ditch is like, yeah, I guess. Let me change this one quotation mark to a different quotation mark and then put this 2 over
and
the Y.
Now they'll all age at different ratios.
Right.
Because he needs them to be at the same age.
Right.
So that means you got to have the mom aging.
A 15-year-old. You got to have a 31-year-old.
Right. Yeah.
So now they have 17 days, they say, before funding is pulled or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They have to get this equipment back, whatever. It's 17 days. So you have an adult and two kids that are going to grow at the same rate to get out in 17 days.
Yes.
Perfectly. Everything is good. You know, after the experiments with rat, we're good to go.
Sure, they'll have the muscle mass to be able to walk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They won't be atrophied at all.
Yeah.
But so what happens now?
So the teacher shows up.
Yeah, so we get a... Yeah.
And they're just like, chicken pox.
These people are so dumb.
And they're just like, okay.
Okay.
And also, this is how murders happen, by the way. Because people will just be like... I was just listening to My Favorite Murder, where...
Who is it? Who's your favorite?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I think Bundy's kind of up there.
Okay. We're getting that movie.
I know.
Soon.
That's so cliche.
It is cliche.
It's like, who's your favorite band? The Beatles.
The Beatles. But yeah. I feel like Bundy is a... Like, that's a crazy story. The one that the Summer Sam guy also is very interesting.
Yeah. Sam.
It's not Sam. Berkowitz is his last name. But yeah, so like, they're telling the story about how this girl, this happened to this girl in real life, where guy calls her house. He says, is your mom and dad home? And she says, no, click. And then, of course, the hosts are like, bad sign. Very bad sign.
Yeah.
So she goes, is going to get a glass of water or something. And then in the window, she sees this guy like cutting a hole into the window, trying to get in. And then just as that happens, like people pull up and then he looks at them. He's like, oh, I thought this was so-and-so's house. And the cops let him walk away.
No.
Yep. Didn't frisk him. Didn't do anything. And just let him walk away. and they never caught the guy.
I thought this was so-and-so house that needed a window repair.
That's like, and then he was just like, he's like, just walked away.
Yeah.
But it's like things like that where like he's just
But the cops are the worst. Yeah. Everybody on your street has had their battery stolen. Have you? Nope. Oh, okay. Have a good day.
And he goes, wow, you got lucky.
Click. Okay. Also, where do they live? Where does this take place?
Puerto Rico.
Is it?
Takes place in Puerto
okay.
Rico.
Oh, I was
okay.
Like,
that makes sense.
Because I was wondering why he goes, do you speak Spanish?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, my.
Right. I did not. I was like, where is, that was weird.
How did you find that out? I just never.
They said it at one point.
Oh,
did? And I think you see a sign
on
this
the
is Puerto Rico or something.
All right.
But yeah, no, it absolutely takes place.
That's
in
why
Puerto
he
Rico.
Asked about the language.
I did wonder the same thing. I was like, why did he ask if he spoke?
Because at the end, it irritates me
because you've sat through this whole movie?
Because you see them like. After they've gotten away and they've escaped to this beautiful beach on an island, and I'm like, you're already on an island with beautiful beaches.
Right.
You're in Puerto Rico.
But, okay,
you know how this works.
I was trying to figure it out. I couldn't decode the cops on their thing. Says PRR. I think like I was like, what does that stand for? But Puerto Rico, whatever, makes sense.
It's yeah. When the one cop was like, do you speak Spanish? And you look at Keanu Reeves, you're just like,
huh?
Look at Keanu Reeves and ask him if he speaks Spanish.
Yeah, but if you're a U.S. national in Puerto Rico,
that's you're expected,
then it might be that you part of the reason you came there is because you can speak,
Spanish.
No, it made sense, and especially once you know where he lives. So yeah, the teacher comes by. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Chicken pox.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
All right, take care.
Never an issue again.
Yeah.
Police never come back.
Nope. Nobody
School
comes
never
back.
Comes back.
Work calls like twice.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, can you get back to work? I'll be there.
Yeah. And I mean, I get all he's right. going through some stuff, and I appreciate that conversation to explain it, but it's like Keanu didn't think his wife, who's an ER surgeon, like maybe needs to call into work. Like,
or even the kids. Like,
well, yeah, but I mean, but a doctor is going to be missed more. You know, kids are sick from school and parents forget to call, whatever. A doctor at a hospital,
right.
Like they will be looking for them. That's, I mean, that's how it works.
That is how it,
oh,
that's
the
how
ER
a job
surgeon
works.
That needs to be working now isn't here. Oh, okay.
Right.
Like, no.
That is how a job works. Yeah. You need to show up on time.
Yeah. So anyway. But,
so yeah. So he has to, they get a, they're like 14 days out.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the clones are nearing completion. They have another. Body that shows up at this lab. They try to run the whole system.
I love how this movie's so cheap that, like, as they're gestating, the water's murky, so you can never see anything.
No, they're just like, just throw a mannequin in there; it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So that another body shows up, which is
I thought the body shows up after they're there because he's like, "Yeah, I'm great. You have your family, but like, we have to do this thing."
Oh, maybe I thought it showed up.
Remember,
because
Thomas calls him and like, "We need to get to the lab. I just got my family back." Well, that's great.
Oh,
you're
right.
So.
You're right.
Basically jump to 17 days later.
Yes.
They drain the water.
Which I got to tell you, I'm thankful for a time jump in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't need to
but
see
everyone,
the
But everyone
days.
Looks great. They look just like they did, but he doesn't know what he's going to do yet. So he's like, I need time. I need more time. And he's like, well, at the rate they're aging, which makes sense, if they mature in 17 days, like you leave them in there any longer, they're going to be old. They're
right.
going to,
She's going to have cancer. This kid's going to have male pattern baldness. I was like, let that kid have male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
See how he handles it at 17.
So he's like, I need to put him in a coma. Tommy says, well, he says you have 3 days maximum with that. He's like, okay, whatever. So he takes him out, puts him in the coma.
Right. And then he goes back.
He doesn't really figure anything out. It's
no,
just,
he does.
He
figures nothing out.
Yeah, so
That's
3 days later, he's like, I got to wake him up.
He's not that smart.
He really does
like,
not.
Like, everything he figures out is just by chance.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like,
I just remember being like, I need 3 days, and then 3 days comes like, what did you do in that?
In those
like,
3 days, what did you do? He's like, I just looked at her.
But what would he have? Would he have done in 3 days that he didn't do with like I don't know
17
the entirety of his career?
Yeah.
So it looks like he's about ready to kill his cloned wife.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like he's going
to
give her a big old...
Yeah, he doesn't know how to transfer consciousness because, like, their brainwaves aren't working right.
Right.
So he is about to, like, pull the plug, and he puts his hand on her hand.
And there's a jump.
Doot-doot.
And he was just like...
Doot-doot.
Oh.
That's
and, at this point, we're just doing Frankenstein. Like, this movie becomes Frankenstein.
Yeah.
To the nth degree.
But I still don't know what he figured out because they are in bodies. Because he's like, that's why the robots don't work, because they're not in a body. Well, they don't have...
Well, because the robots are waking up inside of a robot body.
And not their own... So, like, so
but he's trying to fix his family, and they are in bodies.
But what he's saying, what the premise of this thing is, like, he's putting his wife's consciousness into his wife's body.
Right.
So the robots weren't working
because
you were taking...
It's basically, like, the shock of waking up and being like, duh, I'm a robot.
Yeah.
Right?
So, like, it's not going... So, like, the algorithm tricks the consciousness into thinking it's in the body.
Yeah.
A real... Yeah. It's real body. So that's the key, is the...
I get what you're saying. I mean, he explains all that, and I know he figures out for the robot.
See, I feel like it would have always worked because... they would have woke up in their own bodies, like that wouldn't have been.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I don't get what he figures out for the wife. He's about to pull the plug on the wife. He touches her. The things go off. Yeah, he makes the robot comparison. What did he just figure out to save the wife?
I mean,
now I can reprogram.
I know. I think, like, he figured out that, like, he doesn't have to do anything to get it to work because the consciousness is going to wake up in a human body and it's not going to shock it.
But why does he touch her and the machines go? Like, what did that? I don't get it.
I guess it was some human touch.
Human, yeah.
Human contact. That, you know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking the
like, how
do science,
those two
the technology.
Yeah.
How did those? I get that he figured the robot thing out.
Right.
He was about to pull the plug on her until he touched her, and then it went off. But then it's like, okay.
And he was like, by George, I've got
it. So it will just work like it would have the last 3 days. Because
go,
I...
Go get me my Double Dare helmet so I can go do this thing.
So anyway, so he wakes her up and...
Yeah, so he gets he implants the memories. So he has to go around. Also,
and then doesn't he, like, put her to sleep in bed or something? He wakes her up and then...
Yeah, she responds, and then he's just like, she can't wake up in the house like this because there's pictures of Zoe everywhere.
Yeah.
There's bunk beds, and there's the kid was... Also, when that kid was drawing on the counter and he looked at her do it, and I was like, stop that kid.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Didn't draw on the... Colors are for paper.
Remember when
table.
There was a 10-minute montage of him looking at the crayon drawing?
Well, there was a minute. Like, I knew that something was going to happen to that child. Like, when they showed her drawing on the thing, I was like, well, she's going to die.
Yeah, because,
like,
it's going to be a memory.
That's going to be a thing. You don't let your kid draw on the counter and then not think it's not going
to
be a thing.
So they just kept cutting back to it, he was wiping it, and then I swear they cut back, and it was there again, and he was wiping it again. I'm like, you already erased that part. Like, what? So 10 minutes later, so he wakes up, and he's like, okay, I got, you know, now it's a cleaning montage.
Well, now he's also covering up a murder.
Oh, yeah.
He's just like, I got to get rid of the body. I got to get rid of all the evidence.
Not a murder, but
the death of a child.
It's sure going to look like one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When the trash man shows up and all of your... young child
clothes. He
doesn't
throw it away. He, like, puts it up in the attic.
No, he throws it all in the dumpster. There's, the bunk bed is in the dumpster, and all the toys are in the dumpster.
I saw all the photos and stuff in a box. He couldn't.
But enough stuff would go in a dumpster that if even I, as a trashman, be like,
are the trash...
I gotta. No.
I don't know about that, Joe. They dump the stuff, and they go, like...
The ones that... I mean, this looks like it's the ones that you roll out, so... I mean, probably there's nobody that gets out of the truck at this point in 2019 anyway. But if somebody were to get out of that truck and dump that trash and it's full of babies, a child stuff,
people would get rid of
sell it on Craigslist.
Or just give it away. Like, nobody just throws that stuff away.
I mean, this wasn't my point of contention with this movie. So he gets rid of the stuff.
Gets rid of all the stuff.
She's
in bed. Everybody wakes up.
Yeah.
Well,
he wakes up and she's gone.
Also, sleeping next to your comatose wife, not... Okay. Also, super weird.
Well, it's just weird.
There are worse things you can do with your comatose wife.
But he wakes up and is like, oh my gosh.
I mean, it's been 17 days.
It has been 17. No, it's been 21 20. Days.
Okay, that's sad.
So he wakes up and they're all gone.
He's like, oh my God. He goes down to the kitchen.
And everybody's okay.
Everybody's like, hey, what's up?
And what's going on?
So it worked. He's like, okay. And everyone's eating cereal. And would you want pancakes or whatever?
Super happy.
Okay. Keanu Reeves' interaction with these kids is so bad.
From
the moment he walks in and he goes, what's up, Zoe? Or whatever. Like, there is no chemistry between him as a father and any of these kids.
No.
That's another thing where I'm just like, Keanu Reeves, you know how to, like, organically, like, did you just meet these kids that day on set? Like, there was no, know what I mean?
No, there's nothing.
He's like, Zoe, when he walks in. I'm like, that did not sound like he ever met this kid before.
Yeah.
And then with the kids, he's like, do you want pancakes?
He's like, yeah, pancakes.
Like, it just was so weird.
It was very weird.
In this situation, he's dealing with some stuff, but it was a very odd
line reading. Anytime Keanu appears to be happy on screen.
Yeah, it's very disconcerting.
Like
it didn't.
I don't like it. There's something about it that just doesn't work for me. So he goes to
the wife goes for a run, and this is where I'm like, God, if I had just done this experiment after all this time, and now she's going to do this like strenuous physical labor because she's been growing in a tube.
Yeah.
I would have somehow stopped her. Like, I know he didn't want to be suspicious, I'm sure, but like, right. Still, when she's like, I'm going out for a run on her own physical activity, I'm thinking like, God, you got to stop her. You can't let her go out there. No. Who knows what will happen?
So she's running. She grabs her the spot on her body where the wound should be. Mm. And then she, you know,
starting to have memories.
Right. Well, yeah, she has like flashes.
Yeah. She's having like, yeah, whatever. So, right. So she comes back, kids are getting ready for school, whatever. And he gets a call from Thomas Middleditch.
Right. They have to go.
And he's like, that's where he says like, that's great. You just got your family back, but we're going to lose them because if we don't get this stuff back and figure it out, they're going to take the equipment. We're going to be outed.
And they have to figure out how to make 345 work, because if not, they're going to shut the program
down.
That's
the thing.
And there'll be an audit.
Right. Right.
And there's, then they find out there is $7 billion worth of funds, like, you know, electronics missing. Yeah.
Which is just ridiculous that they wouldn't track that anyway. But
well, again, we figure out that they did, but whatever.
Yeah, very last minute.
Right.
When they get to the part where they're like, you know what? The part in the script where they got all this stuff and no one knew is ridiculous. Okay, yeah, we'll just...
We've got an idea. Yeah. So they go, and of course it doesn't work. They cannot figure it out, and then not Fred Armisen is just kind of like, we got to do this or we're going to lose funding. He's like, well, maybe next time.
They get a body and Keanu rejects it, even though it was right. Because
he's buying time.
He's trying to buy time.
That's right.
So, yeah, he knew how to do it now, but he pulls up. He's like, I can't do this to another, like, he's having a moral dilemma.
I don't know why he couldn't do it.
Yeah, he's just flipping out about all this.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So then he goes home, and of course.
Because if it's going to work.
I think this is a moral dilemma of doing this to, like, he's already brought back these three humans, and now he's going to do this to these. I think from what I gathered, he says something like, I can't do this to another person, let them go through.
I don't know.
But he needs to. You're right. It's just he's doesn't know what to do.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So he goes home, and Alice Eve is kind of standing there. She's like, something's wrong. And I was like, oh, man, is she going to start like.
Does that not sound like a porn star name?
Alice Eve? Yeah, it does.
I mean.
It absolutely does.
Okay. It doesn't sound like a real name. No, it sounds like a porn.
It probably isn't a real name. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but it's
just. Did we skip a part? Because isn't, before this happens, maybe I have him out of order. I'm not always the best at this. Doesn't he like, he downloads his own consciousness?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
No, because around this is when he's like, I can't do this to someone else. And he eventually decides I will do it to myself.
Oh, wait, maybe he does because the boss walks in on him.
Because he's in the bathroom.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's
right.
Somewhere around here. It's when he rejects the body because he's like, I won't do it to someone else.
Maybe you're right. And then he adds the algorithm to the thing that makes it work.
Right.
You're right.
Which I thought was dumb, because why even have him create the algorithm? I just thought it would have worked because his consciousness already knows what's going on.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
But we got to make an algorithm. We got to wrap it in tinfoil and put it in a microwave.
And like that boss, it makes sense that he kind of knows what's up, because he goes in the bathroom and he hears like click, click, click.
Yeah.
And then he looks and like there's no pants around. Like he's sitting in the bathroom, but there's no pants on the ground. You know what I mean?
He
like,
just pooped his pants. He's like, I kind of want to take
them
off.
But he's just sitting in the, you know.
It's a train wreck in there. I don't want to take him off. It's bad news. So he does download his own consciousness into one of these giant hard drives. Goes home. Alice Eve is there, and she's just like, something's wrong. And I was like, oh man, she's gonna start like, her face is gonna start melting. I'm like, all right, I can get into some weird body horror with this movie. It doesn't happen.
No, it's all the whole thing is just about like, her brain not matching there's a discrepancy
because they removed Zoe and the accident,
and because I like all this in theory, it's very interesting. So he scanned their brains after the accident,
right?
So it still has
the memory of the accident.
So they know subconsciously it's still there that they died, and
right?
It just doesn't.
So the oldest daughter is having nightmares about the accident, and he was like, "Nope, it's just a dream."
The other kid's like, "There's a bunk bed or whatever."
Yeah,
like,
then
who's Zoe? Doesn't the
So that's all of
so that so
a dinner
they're
scene.
Having memories of the car crash,
right?
And then it starts to unravel when they start to find things that should link back to Zoe, and there's no way to link it back. And then they start to
their brains
so
are
like,
just like, what the?
The daughter is like, how come it says Zoe inside of my closet? Like somebody wrote Zoe.
And also,
Keanu's
like,
the mom's like, hey, yeah. And we used to have bunk beds,
right?
Like, you know, like, so he could erase Zoe, but you can't erase.
He was just like, pump the brakes.
Right.
We need to talk.
It's like the dude has never even seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Right.
So, like, but, in theory, geez, it's like this is such a fascinating concept. And in theory, I like the idea of him digging himself deeper and deeper. He just can't get out of this. It's too much. It's too crazy, you know? And I just wish that it would have been better executed because it's an interesting idea, right?
There's a good little
There's a little sci-fi horror flick in here.
There's a good Black Mirror episode.
1 hour Black Mirror.
Yeah, put it in the hands of people who know what they're doing.
This is a Blumhouse movie.
Yeah.
Like this, if Blumhouse gets this script, they make this movie for about 15, 10 million.
They made this movie for like $10 million.
They did?
Oh, no, it was 30. It was
so
30.
Blumhouse we'll do it at 10.
They wouldn't have cast Keanu Reeves.
That's true.
So that gets you down to 15.
That's fair. Probably.
Or if they give him points and they're like, we always make money, they could have got Reeves and been like, this does well, you make money, and you still have him.
He's like, sure, dude,
and
whatever.
A director that can tell him... That feels like they can say, Keanu, can we please do that again?
Right.
I just feel like this director must have been like, great, let's move on.
You're the best, thank you.
They must have felt like they couldn't tell him.
This director's worked with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie. He directed The Tourist. So, like,
what
he's worked with, A-list
actors.
See how
that turned out, though.
But he's worked with A-list actors.
That's true.
He also directed The Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, really? Oh.
But.
Either way.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
So then they have an argument. Where Keanu has to explain to Alice Eve that, okay, look, we had a daughter, you're dead. Like I cloned you and the kids.
Now don't freak out.
No,
but
that was the best part where he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you some stuff. Don't freak out. You died 21 days ago.
But you're a clone.
Right. We had a daughter named Zoe. I deleted her from your brain.
Crazy, right?
Right.
We can all laugh about this. What?
Where was the scene where he's starting to remove the memories of the crash from the older daughter?
Oh, right. I mean, at some point.
Either way, I
can't remember. But this before, because she catches him and he spills the beans.
And then
he's
that's
down
where
the
he
basement,
tells her about Zoe.
And he has a device on the daughter who's knocked out and, you know, or whatever. Sedated.
Okay. I remember. Okay.
Yes.
So the dinner thing happens. They mention Zoe. The mom drops a glass. At the same time, the boss shows up and is just like, look, this is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. I know what you did.
Oh, so this is the scene where he reveals it. I'm like.
So there's a whole other. I can't remember. So there's the daughter has the nightmare. Keanu drugs her, takes her downstairs, is starting to remove the memory of
the
car crash.
And the mom walks in on it.
Alice Eve
what
walks down. And this is where he explains. He's like, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You're all dead.
I brought you back.
I brought you back.
You're welcome.
We had a daughter named Zoe. I deleted her from your memory.
Yeah. And you're not mad, are you?
And Alice, even to her credit, is just like, what? No. You deleted my child from my memory? He's like, I did. It was really cool. I just typed in search, find Zoe, and I deleted everything.
Does not work as well as one might think.
Yeah. Right. Then there's the dinner scene. Where the boss shows up. And
this is the part where I'm like, did I just miss something? Because did I nod off for 20? Because he shows up and all of a sudden
he goes full heel.
But out of nowhere, I know everything you've been doing and I know of all your research.
They've always kind of made him a dick.
Yeah. Right.
Especially because like with the camera angles, they were always filming him from below to look extra
creepy.
In the beginning, we
showed him like, we're going to stop funding. And he's just like, oh yeah, I know what you're doing. You've got, now you can say goodbye. At least I'm giving you that.
He goes subject 345 or 346, 347, 348.
Yeah, he's basically like, these are our property.
Right. If this gets out, we're fudged.
Yeah.
You're welcome. But it was really hard to do that.
I know. But he's like,
Crystal's not here or else I'd be going off the rails.
But he's like, I'm giving you this gift that you didn't have to say goodbye. Right. You've got, you know, a couple minutes, whatever.
And then he takes the cling and clinks him in the head.
Yeah.
Like he takes I guess it was his memory. He's got like his memory on that hard drive and he hits him in the head with
Didn't someone else knock him out? Or was it actually him? No.
Oh, maybe he hits him with the drug.
Oh, okay.
He ejects him
with the drug.
Yeah.
It's later.
And then maybe she does hit. Maybe she hits him.
Yeah, I think it's later in the movie.
And then they take off. There's a big chase sequence. And then they go to they're being tracked by the most rudimentary GPS system.
Do you think he just like took this from the Matrix? Remember in the Matrix in their big track?
It felt like it's the tracker in Alien.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, it's right on you. Yeah.
So
then they go to a doctor, a hospital, and they just shock the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally cool.
That is a thing.
the tracker. They're like, I can't figure out why they keep tracking us. They're in the bodies.
Then electricity
can just... But you
didn't
check the bodies.
So, have you guys never seen Escape Room? What happens when you shock someone that's already alive? I'll tell you what.
They die.
Yeah.
Has it rolled out in Puerto Rico yet?
No, maybe not.
Their defense.
That's true. Yeah, that's fair. So they shock all of these people. They shock Alice Eve, who we'll say conservatively is 32. Well, they shock the daughter, who we'll say is 16.
I don't even know if they would work. Like, I don't know how...
You don't think if they're charged, you can't just hit it?
I don't know how the defibrillators in hospitals function.
Yeah.
But I know that those ones that they have in your workplace...
Yeah.
They have a special measurement in them to where if you're not having a heart attack,
they will not work. You can't push the button.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. They sense your heart rate first?
We have those at SLU as well.
Because sometimes, because their concern was someone could have a stroke and you might think it's a heart attack. And so this way it won't defib somebody who is having a stroke.
I'm sure at a hospital.
And it also stops dumb
people from
just like, you know, funny.
Hey, Bird Box challenge.
Right.
Say no more.
Yeah.
That's a thing. I'm not making that up.
Here's the other thing. If you're ever in a situation where somebody's having a heart attack and you're next to one of those machines and you're thinking, I don't know how to operate one of those machines, this is something I don't think the average person knows. So this is just a PSA for the public.
It's literally just a button.
Yeah. It talks to you.
tells you what to do.
Yep.
Like you hit a button and it says, okay, step one, go to med school. No, it says step one and it will walk you through it. So like, don't feel like I've never been trained. I don't know what to do. Now, if someone has been trained, get out of the way, let them do it.
Right.
But if it's just you and somebody having a heart attack, don't let that machine scare you.
Nope.
It'll you hit a button, it tells you what to do.
And they'll save their lives.
Yes.
More you know. Real spoilers. Saving lives.
So they shocked everybody. Mm-hmm. So again, Alice Eve, 32.
Whatever.
But I'm saying
somehow
like
they defibrillate all of them.
They use this thing on a 14-year-old kid.
Whatever, yeah.
7,000 joules. I don't know.
Whatever. Gigawatts?
1.27
You know, really, you're not really risking all that much because they're all already dead.
Yeah, also, you know, it's just like the Bill Cosby joke where it's just like, you know, I'll just make another one looks just like you. It doesn't even matter. And I can because your cousin can clone people.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't use him as your...
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Your touch point for,
that's fair.
For moral conundrums. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But anyway, so he does it, and that deletes the trackers.
It disables the trackers somehow, yeah. And then they get caught. They get captured. And they take the family and the wife, and Keanu knows exactly where they're going to go. And this is the turn where
he goes
like,
to his basement with his sledgehammer, and he busts out his gold coins and sniper rifles and silenced pistols.
He grabs Zoe's consciousness, and he nukes his own.
Yeah.
Or he nukes the algorithm.
He's the only one that knows how to solve this thing, and he throws in the microphone.
All the little things are red, but the algorithm was yellow. So he grabs Zoe's consciousness, that I guess he still has, and he goes back to the place of business, which is, a military compound, because that's the whole deal. It's not a medical research facility. It's a military compound.
Well, that's let me throw my mustache here.
Because I will say this is another thing. It kind of like retroactively makes sense. Because I was like, because he even says, nobody would spend this kind of money just to help soldiers live.
That's fair.
And I thought from the get-go, like, well, you wouldn't do that and then not build a weapon out of it.
Right, right. Like, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
Basically. And then this is where we get to reveal the middle ditch. Didn't get rid of the bodies.
Well, yeah, and it's like he didn't middle ditch the bodies.
No, he did not middle ditch the bodies.
This is where I'm like, so for 20 days, where have they been?
Where are those bodies?
Yeah. Did they ever address that?
No.
So this is a plot point where he's like, yeah, you told me to get rid of the bodies and I couldn't do it. And it's like, what?
Where are they?
That never comes up again.
Because
like
you have to put them somewhere.
Right.
You can't just leave them laying around.
So that's kind of weird that they address that, but then don't address what happened. Okay.
So.
Thanks for letting us know.
Keanu apparently says, so they shoot Middle Ditch in the head.
Yeah, that sounds the bad guy's like, I don't need it.
I was like, oh, man, this poor dude.
He's been through
some stuff.
And he's just a guy trying to grow some clone rats.
He's tasked with getting rid of four dead bodies. He has to choose which one of his cousins is actually not going to live.
But the bad guy basically is just like, I don't need her. And he points the gun at the wife. And Keanu's like, no. And then he's like, well, I don't need him either.
Fight ensues. Kano's like, fine, I'll give you the algorithm. Yeah. But when he does so, he's actually downloading his own consciousness into the
robot.
3, 4, 5. The robot, yeah.
And I think the robot's the one that cracks the guy in the head. Isn't he the one that saves the day in the end?
No, he comes crashing through the door and like starts taking people out, and everybody kind of gets away.
The bad guy somehow gets like fatally wounded though, and then where he's like, "But I can say we can work together, and I can save you and make you rich."
Oh yeah, that's,
someone
yes,
cracks him
yes,
in the head or
you're
something.
Right.
But
either way, the kids and the wife get away. The robot, I guess, is gonna stand guard over the bad guy. And Keanu kind of says, look, we can make you a lot of money right now. Like, if you let us go, you are going to be the richest man in the world in 2 days.
Yeah.
And he was just like, fine. So
you got me.
Yeah. Okay. Money. Sure. Yeah. So the next scene is,
so we find out that we need 17 days. So the family is like way on a beach and you're not sure like, well, what are they doing? I mean, you could probably guess, but it's like, why do you need 17 days? What are you doing? But what he's
we're
saying is,
we're cloning Zoe.
Yeah. But you give me what I want and you'll be rich. So he wants the daughter. So,
did he put the memories of Zoe back in everybody's heads?
I mean, I guess if he can program them like he did with the daughter, maybe he could add them, but I guess maybe they just know what's going on.
I think it would also kind of autofill.
Oh,
because you've got all these tangents that connect.
That's true.
So once you say,
just like reigniting,
you
the...
do have a daughter named Zoe. You do have a sister named Zoe. All these other connection points, I would think, would just kind of.
They're happy to have her back either way. So you see them walking on the beach. He meets them 17 days later, and he's walking with Zoe,
wearing the same outfit. That I got to tell you, I changed that kid's outfit. The outfit,
the memory,
that, the outfit
did
that my child.
Did he take the dress off the dead kid?
Thank you.
So he went to the store and ordered the same.
Did Middlevich like
strip his niece or whoever?
Could you bury my family naked? I need you to get rid of their bodies. Also, I need them all to be naked.
That would be great. Thank you very much. Yeah, so, and then we cut to another scene where.
Go ahead.
Why does it take 17 days if you can expedite the process and make an adult age much faster in 17 days? Couldn't you apply that to the kids and have it be done in 10 days?
Look, the audience already knows 17 days.
Okay.
I can't give them any more time.
You can make an adult in 17 and a kid in 17, but you can't make a kid in 10?
I don't know.
Like, what? Okay.
My degree
although
is not
you
cloning.
Could make the argument of like, you know what? We know this works.
Yeah.
Let's not mess with it.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Just a question.
Like, I know you can maybe do it in 10, but if you get one thing wrong, like,
if you get one thing wrong, you get a goopy.
I meant even with them in the first place. No, I'm just like, if you can expedite the adult one, then that means the kids would grow first.
Logic.
Okay.
Don't apply logic to this.
The last scene is like, obviously, the guy's showing up to sell this technology to the highest bidder.
He's selling it to old people.
Okay, last scene. This is the worst movie I've ever seen where I want a sequel.
Because you want to see what happens?
Because this is Looney Tunes, and I want to see this movie.
So now, he's going to like a really old rich person.
Right.
And so they go into this lab, and there's someone turned around in a suit, and it looks like Keanu somehow from the back. So you're like, oh, is
okay,
Keanu?
So he's working with this guy. They're going to, that's the deal.
It's like this old guy in a wheelchair.
Well, Keanu,
but when you
to
see,
get his daughter back, he has to work with bad guys.
But
to,
when you see the guy looking out the window, I swear it has hair, or it looks like Keanu or something. So you're like, oh, did he make a human clone of himself to work with this guy?
No.
Then you see it from the front, and it's just a robot.
It's a robot in a suit.
It's a robot in a suit.
So it's like replicas, robot in a suit. So you have a robot, and clearly you're not hiding it because he's a robot in a suit. He looks like a robot, but you put him in a suit.
And just when you think Keanu's performance can't get any more robotic,
guess what?
Ta-da!
He's a robot.
So that's the poster. The poster is basically the
him
end of the movie. Him and the robot himself. Yeah.
And then he says our favorite line.
Oh, and here it is.
Begin the mapping sequence.
Boot the mapping sequence. They're making all this money by helping old trillionaires put their
Guess
consciousness
what?
Into...
Guess what? We saw this movie. It was called Get Out. Like, it's the same concept.
Yeah.
It is the exact same concept.
So except now they're you can grow them.
Except
of,
now they're putting you into
them.
Puerto Ricans.
Did you see that thing is supposed to be connected?
What's that?
His new one is supposed to be connected to Get Out.
Is it?
Huh. Yeah.
I've heard like rumors,
like
that
a Tarantino verse.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, you know what? With that kind of stuff, the less we know, the better. Like,
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, don't tell us, and they shouldn't tell us. Like,
I watched that first trailer, and I was just like,
I didn't watch it.
I don't know what's going on, but I
don't know anything about it. Yeah. But I'm excited because
More excited about. Can we talk about the trailer for Us? I could do that other than this piece of garbage.
This movie was so bad.
I cannot.
It could have been when I saw the trailer because I did see the trailer for this because I'm like, first of all, what is this? This is coming out next week, whatever. And I watched it. And I'm like, oh, this could be like fun B movie schlock, sci-fi.
It reminded me like when I saw the trailer. I was like, okay. When I saw the trailer for Upgrade. And I was like, this looks like a lot of fun. Like, it looks like a cool idea. So the same idea with this. And then...
Wait a minute. Keanu was Johnny Mnemonic?
Yes.
That's just funny. He's so... Okay, he's done some weird sci-fi VR, like...
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, and it, I cannot believe this isn't was made it to theaters. Like, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, there's articles. I just typed in the movie title to get to the article for the names and stuff. And one article is like, how did this go to theaters and not VOD?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe they think that Keanu is still a bad. I mean, Keanu is a bankable star.
They were smart enough to put it out in January.
But they bought this movie, this $30 million budget movie for $4 million. Remember?
Yeah, they're just
but it made over $2 million this weekend, so they make $2 million, and maybe even more next week if it makes anything. And then they throw it on VOD.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're going to make
the people that made it for $30 million lost their butt. The people that bought it for $4 million, they're like, probably doing okay. No big deal.
On Wikipedia, which maybe is more updated than our box office site right now, it says box office, maybe international too, 4.4.
Yeah. There it is.
So they bought it for $4 million. They got market advertising money and stuff, but it's already made 4.4. So they stick around a little longer, and then they throw it on VOD.
And then license it to whatever
Netflix
or Showtime will play it or whatever. Yeah.
This would have been in 1995. This would have been on Showtime a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
there it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I guess let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. And if you want to continue the conversation online, find us at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, join the League of Show Sharers. And if you just can't get enough of us, don't forget Patreon at Patreon.com/Real Spoilers.
And we appreciate the support. Joe and I say it every week on that show, but thank you to everyone who has given us $5 a month, or it's whatever you choose, but it's the minimum $5 a month, get you extra content. We have a DVD commentary for Unbreakable, which Glass is coming out next week, so you can actually watch the whole movie, start it up. It's on the episode. I think it's like 7 minutes something into it, but we tell you when to press play, and we talk about the movie and give you the insight of, you know, if you want to talk about M. Night Shyamalan and his career, we can now watch this movie and we kind of go off on.
And we have an episode of Split in the Real Spoilers feed as well. So
listen to the episode, listen to the commentary, revisit it, watch Split, listen to the episode, and you'll be all caught up.
Done.
Awesome. So thank you.
So thanks for tuning in. Coming up next week will be Glass. So
finally
ties in nicely. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, the Brindles surprise the Lawsons and almost expose Vicky.
1. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.